Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
92.9 The Game, Hawks insider Caleb Johnson. And he walks in here wearing a Dale Earnhardt Jr. Coca-Cola number one race car shirt, the polar bear on the front, man. What a classic time to be alive.
That's called just knowing your audience.
Yeah. I was just about to say, just for you guys. No. I love old Nate NASCAR t-shirts, especially like 90s and early 2000s. That feels like the classic era where it's good quality.
Right.
The screen printing, every time I wash it's not going to go away. And it's always really fun drivers and really fun cars, too. I think that's part of it.
Recognizable sponsors, everything else. I told him when he walked in, I was like, I feel like every time I see you, I'm like, hey, man, nice shirt. Golly, where'd you get that racing shirt?
He's our Ryan Blaney. He's got the vintage NASCAR.
Yeah, there you go.
Here.
There you go. Probably a Whiskey Myers fan as well.
But how cute is it, though, that you wore the Dale Earnhardt shirt today for Mike and Bo, and Mike wore the Hawks
shirt for you. I did. I was like, it's Hawks Day, strapping this thing on. And I told him I was jealous. I was like, you know, Hawks, I can actually buy Hawk stuff in tall sizes. So I can't buy most NASCAR stuff in tall sizes. So here we are. All right, so let's talk about the trade that happened yesterday. And I want to get – this is how I want to approach it. I was at a Mexican restaurant, and I looked down at my phone, and I see the CBS Sports push notification, and I read Kristaps Porzingis, and then I didn't even get to the Hawks part, and I was like a fleeting, just peripheral vision. I was like, wait a minute. Did I say the Hawks? Where were you at? What was the feeling? What's the first emotion you felt when you looked down and saw that Kristaps Porzingis was coming to Atlanta?
Well, Mike, I was sitting in the parking lot while my wife was in TJ Maxx, and I was on the phone.
First of all, good for you that you were in the parking lot.
I was on the phone with Chris Thomas because I was mid-interview, and I was telling Dylan that I see the Shams report go, and as any good journalist would do, you don't just because one guy has it, you don't just go and say it. So I texted someone who I thought could give me some insight.
Wait. So you had to double check a Shams tweet? Just you were like, as any good reporter would do, let me double check Shams Charania.
Listen, this is the difference between Big J journalism, Mike, and the rest of everyone out there.
That's incredible.
I knew when Shams put it out there that it was right, and so I wanted to send a text just to make sure, because I was literally on the air. It was a little different than just hitting a retweet button.
Right, yeah.
And you can back out of that versus I was on the air talking to Chris. And it
not
was
exactly
like
a Reddit post.
Yeah. I didn't want to have to send a tweet out, apologizing to the fans out there for misinformation. But no, it was one of those. It was surprising to some extent. But this had been rumored for actually the last couple of days. There was a little bit of time. Mark Stein was one of those who had kind of been on the mix on this. Jake Fisher had kind of been all over that the potential for Kristaps Porzingis to get moved was very likely, and then that the Hawks were very much interested. Look, the thing that I will say when it comes to Porzingis, and I'm sure you guys probably talked about this as well, the injury front of this is going to be that's going to be the risk. Is a guy who has not played 65 games, I think, in the past 8 seasons.
Only played twice in his career more than 65, yeah.
Yeah, so it's one of those. He's been averaging in the 50s, essentially. But I think if you look for what the Atlanta Hawks want to do as far as add shooting, add size, he does all of those things. And I think what you had to give up, not a ton.
Right.
Terrence Mann's contract was something that the Hawks wanted to get out from underneath. I knew that as soon as the season ended, just because what you saw on the court was the numbers look good, but he just like doesn't really fit what this team wants to do. And then George Niang, he's just a veteran that easy to move. And so I think you didn't have to give up a ton moving that 22nd overall pick and those couple of guys to get the potential. Hawks fans want this team to go all in and improve and get better, and I think they did that by taking a chance on Kristaps Porzingis.
Look, I'm looking at Caleb Johnson joining us in the studio. He's our Atlanta Hawks insider for here for 99 the game. I look at this trade and adding Porzingis and with where Trey's at next year, this is an expiring contract. And I immediately think this is our new GM saying, we're going to try to make this work. And if not, we're gonna try something completely different. But we still have a young core with Johnson and Risha Shea. And I'm assuming that they would get Dyson re-signed. Is that how you see this? Or is it, do you think this is them trying to continue to keep Trey happy?
I think this very likely is that type of scenario. Now, I will say this. I do think Trey Young is in the long-term plans for this organization. I know that's something like that Ansi Salas said, and GMs can say anything, quite honestly, especially pre-draft. Like, they're just trying to bring positivity to the team, essentially. But that was the most definitive answer that we've heard about Trae Young. And if they sign Trae to an extension, it's not like it's going to be super difficult to trade him. I think that would actually, especially if they're able to get him under market value, which is where I think they're pushing really hard. And I think them trading for Porzingis is part of looking at Trae and going, hey, maybe don't make us sign you to the max so we can have more money, so we can make moves like this. I think that's all a part of it. Seeing what you get out of Porzingis, if he's healthy, then maybe you can talk extension after that. But you're not locked into guys where when you look at this new CBA, everybody keeps talking about it, and these aprons and everything that kind of restricts teams. That's why the Celtics sold. It's because they want to get out from underneath, and they did. The second apron you want to have. Isn't this a phrase we love? Financial flexibility.
Yeah.
Now you're talking Atlanta sports when you say that, especially with one team.
I was going to say, I love when you talk about a billionaire's pockets and we talk about financial flexibility. Like, yeah, man.
Well, or corporation like the Braves. That's their term.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to shift a little bit to the NBA draft. It's happening tonight. I was asking you off air, you know, are you going to be there? And you said, yeah, you're going to be at State Farm. But what does your night kind of look like minute to minute? Are you just like live tweeting nonstop? What's happening?
Honestly, my job's pretty casual because I am just taking in the draft from whatever setup that we have media wise. Normally it's at the practice facility. This year it's at the arena. And then once the pick happens, and usually some people get tipped off a little bit early of kind of having a heads up of where this thing will go, and we'll see at 13 if that's where the Hawks end up staying. If they end up not trading up or trading down, then the pick will happen. They'll bring in the player. We'll have a few moments to be able to kind of catch up with him. We'll also have a press conference on Friday, but it feels like everything up until the pick happens is usually pretty slow. And then after that, it's like, okay, now we can get going and kind of move forward with the trajectory. Because there's a lot of different options of where this Hawks team can go at 13. And so it's really difficult. Like, anybody who says they've kind of nailed this thing down of where the Hawks are going to go, absolutely wrong. Because I think it is wide open of where they can kind of pick from. And then you get to, once the pick happens, now we will understand a little bit more about GM Ansi Salah, who I got to talk to on Monday. Really cool guy. Like, I hate to be like this, but Landry Fields was kind of a nerd and wasn't the most...
friend of the morning shift. Yeah, former friend of the morning shift, Landry Fields.
Yeah, no, really, like, nice guy, but just as far as when his interviews ended, he was walking away, that was the end of the conversation.
Yeah.
In fact, the last time we spoke to him, he made us wait 2 hours from the time that we talked to Quinn Snyder until we were able to talk to him.
Wow.
And so I was not exactly super thrilled. And then Ansi comes in. He's super fun. He's actually throwing out buzzwords that we're giving him a hard time about. And after his press conference ends, he sticks around and individually in kind of like little small groups, we talk to him.
Chops it up.
Nice. Yeah, and
I
we
love
get
that,
to
man.
Know him and kind of get to rib him and give him a hard time about, he used the word optionality about 1,000 times.
At least it wasn't ethos.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and he shot down Hawks DNA. He said, I don't use terms like that. I was like,
but optionality,
okay,
though.
I like this guy, yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
First off, you're wrong, because every GM gets exactly the player that they've always targeted in every draft.
Number one reward.
So come on now. All right, let's go to Antti Salo. What is his DNA, so to speak? Like, what does he want in a team? You know, when Schlenk came here, we knew what formula he was going with. I don't think we ever knew what Landry Fields' formula was, but does Antti have one? Or have you figured that out yet? Have you had to talk to him about that?
Yeah, so I think this is when we'll actually learn it. What we've been told, and this is the GM speak to some extent, is he said he's going to go best player available. And I know, like, it's kind of that's what everyone says, because it gives you the fallback of being able to say, well, we saw this guy as being best player available. He just happens to fit in our team. I think he said best player available for the simple fact of, there are a couple of guys like Carter Bryant, Colin Murray-Boyles, who don't necessarily fit, quote-unquote, the needs of this Hawks team, because they're a wing or a forward when you think, well, the Hawks need a big. Even though you brought in Kristaps Porzingis, you still need a big to develop in the future. And a point guard, honestly, to back up Trae Young, because you've got Kobe Bufkin, but this is year three, and we still haven't seen this guy be healthy. And so I think there's a lot of Hawks fans who are like, I mean, do I even want him to kind of still be around? And so I think it gives him the option of going best player available and addressing best player for this team instead of needs necessarily. And then there's a guy like Thomas Sorber out of Georgetown who is a big. He's only 6'8", but he's got a super wide wingspan, so he can still block shots and be a big in the middle. He just doesn't fit the traditional NBA, and that's actually something that Antti said as well, is that he's not worried about traditional bigs, even though he just then, you know, this week traded for a guy who's 7'1", blocks a lot of shots.
I love that. Hey, and by the way, before we finish up with Caleb, we're gonna take some calls on the other side of the break. 404-726-0929. I want to hear you guys' reaction to the Kristaps Porzingis trade. Last question before we let you go, and appreciate you hanging out in studio with us, Nikhil Alexander Walker. Before we even get to the basketball thing, just explain it like I'm five. This statement came across: full non-taxpayer mid-level exception. Like that's a mouthful, man.
Paul. Yeah. Oh man, I'm too immature to not laugh at that.
Sorry.
But I will say this: when it comes to all of the exceptions, it's essentially you don't get taxed, or that contract would not count against the tax. You have trade exceptions that come because, like, you traded away DeJounte Murray, you get money back and that sort of thing. We had one with John Collins for years.
Yep.
It helps you spend money without it counting against you and you going into the luxury tax or into the first or second apron. And so for a team like the Hawks, who are underneath the luxury tax, they have more benefits of money that they can spend. Now, they haven't really used it in the past. They've used part of their trade exceptions. But a lot of the times they've kind of left this stuff on the table, and fans have rightfully so been frustrated of, well, why aren't we spending money to bring in better talent?
Count me in that group.
Yeah, I think it's tough.
All of us.
I think it's also tough too, and this is no way a diss to Tony Ressler, but it is just a simple fact of, like, a couple weeks ago, a list came out of the top five richest businessmen in the state of Georgia. And Tony Ressler is number one.
I saw that list.
At
I was like, what in
billion dollars?
Yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah, I think Arthur Blank was like number three on that list. Yeah,
right.
So
Come on, man.
I think Hawks fans, rightfully so, are like, hey, can you spend some money, please, sir?
It's a gift card, Mike.
Right.
And the Hawks let a gift card expire.
Right. When
John
you return something and they give you a gift card to the store because you were outside the 60.
No. Somebody just bought you a gift card. And you're like, here's $200 gift card. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to use it. I'm going to let it expire.
Man. We have got to wrap up. Appreciate you, Caleb, for hanging out with us. Have fun tonight with the Hawks fans at the Hawks draft party. And hopefully we get some good news.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.